When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Welcome, everybody. We're on the air from 1 to 4 here on KFI. If you cannot listen to all 3 hours live, shame on you. Mm-hmm. But you can pick us up on the John and Ken On Demand podcast. It'll be available at KFIAM640.com and on the iHeartRadio app just after 4 o'clock. And please, please, follow that app.
Follow the app.
That. Just like you would other social media.
Take it wherever it
leads
to.
The iHeartRadio app.
And we just thank you. We get record number of podcast downloads in the month of March.
Yeah, send me that.
For us. I'm going to. I just had another sheet printed out. Right. So statistics are being compiled.
Is this being leaked to you by a source? Is it more document leaks?
I have all kinds of sources.
I know you do.
You know what?
And you're going to tell us what day you're going to tell us about your conversation with a government person. That next week?
I promise I'll tell you when it's story is ready.
All right. So we have this big story this week about a 21-year-old Massachusetts Air National Guardsman by the name of Jack Teixeira. He's an enlisted member of the 102nd Intelligence Wing located at Joint Base Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Why is he in the news? Well, he was apparently hanging out with some gamers. Gamers, right. What is it, like a chat room? Is that what they call it or something like that? And he was sharing classified government documents with them. It's been going on a while before they caught up and arrested him, and he made a court appearance today and faces charges. We'll go now to Royal Oaks, ABC News legal analyst, for more details on the charges and just what kind of prison time this young guy faces.
Royal, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. John Ken, 15 years is the answer. He could be doing some hard time in a federal prison if he's convicted on both charges the feds have alleged against him. And Ken, you did not bury the lead. 21 is his age. That's the thing that is so shocking to people. He's accused of leaking hundreds of classified documents about the Ukraine war, Pentagon intelligence sites, situation maps, intelligence briefings, detailed stuff about the U.S. intelligence community's information. And again, inquiring minds want to know, how does a 21-year-old National Guardsman, he had a computer-related job, of course. He was supposed to keep the Air Force's communication networks running. But, I mean, 21, I mean, of course, Greta Thunberg was convinced half the planet were going to get swallowed up in a
black hole
in a decade. He's 20.
I was looking up today. And it turns out it's not uncommon. There's hundreds of thousands of service people under the age of 25. And he is only a couple of notches off the bottom rank. So it's how a guy so lowly ranked got access to the all the information he did. And apparently he was working in IT, and he had access to some kind of worldwide intelligence database.
Yeah, and so that's what people are asking. How is it that he would have access to top secret stuff? He was apparently like the leader of the pack of a 20, 30-person group of young men. They were bonding over guns and video games and international politics. And they've got a platform where they're playing the games, but at the same time, they can chat with each other sort of on the side. And so he's starting telling everybody about what's really going on in the Ukraine war. And they were maybe a little skeptical. And he said, well, I can prove it to you. And so then he releases all this information. And it's been out there for a couple of months. They found it in Europe. It wasn't even Americans that located what's going on. And so it's really something that where the military has so much explaining to do about how this could have happened.
Well, yeah, this could shake up everything in terms of how they classify people and how they get access to stuff, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, that they're going to crack down on this, because it's one thing to complain about, you know, Trump and Biden having stuff in their rumpus room that they shouldn't have taken away from the White House. But for this to happen, I mean, the weird thing is the way they caught him was about as low tech as you can get. An online gaming profile in his name connected him to a photograph of the location where pictures of these leaked documents were taken, and it was a kitchen countertop inside his childhood home. One of his buddies looked at it and said, hey, you know, that's where he grew up, and that's how they busted him, because it wasn't a cyber thing. A lot of people are relieved that it wasn't some sort of a Julian Assange or Snowden deal where he has this real motivation or some sort of a political axe to grind. He basically just wanted to be a big dude to his pals on the internet.
And now you're saying he can face how many years?
Yeah, 15 years is the total he could get if the two charges go against him. But a lot of people are saying, hey, doesn't this kind of sound like treason? And, of course, that would be a bigger deal because they can execute you for treason if anybody still believed in the death penalty. But as of now, the only two charges the feds have alleged against him are 15
years. Well, I wonder when you invoke treason if you have to look for a motivation. He was betraying the country to who, right? To Russia, to China,
right.
For what reason? You know, they were paying him $10 million to smuggle out the secrets. I think the treason charge would be more.
But some of his gamer friends were from out of the country, weren't they? Do we know who they were that were seeing all this stuff?
Yeah, I don't know exactly where all of them were, but I've heard that, yes, some of them were outside the country, and there was a total of 25 or 30 of them. So, yeah, it's a pretty good bet that you did have some folks overseas. And it's very embarrassing to the Ukraine government, because the gist of some of the stuff he was releasing as well is going a lot worse for Ukraine than they're willing to admit.
Well,
and so now we're getting a lot of pushback on that.
How embarrassing.
Yeah, I've heard different reports, Royal, as to how important these documents really are in terms of, you know, security. Some are kind of saying they weren't that bad, and others are saying this is not good.
Yeah, it's not the nuclear codes. It is stuff that the U.S. intelligence community has developed, you know, situation maps, intelligence briefings within the Pentagon, Pentagon intelligence sites, you know, basically hardcore stuff that only people who absolutely have a reason to see top secret stuff should have access to. And here he is, you know, playing World of Warcraft or whatever he's playing. And, you know, during their downtime, he's distributing this stuff that he has absolutely no basis to release.
I wonder if he even understood what a lot of it was about, or just came upon it and decided this looks cool.
Yeah, I mean, he worked. So Washington Post says he had access to an internal Defense Department computer network for top secret information. It's called the Joint Worldwide Intelligence Communication System. And that would have allowed him to read and print documents classified all the way up to top secret.
Yeah, but I think you're right on your point about him not understanding it, because he is a 21-year-old computer, you know, geek guy with this job in the military. But that doesn't mean that he really has a good understanding of all of this super secret stuff. He used Discord, which is an app where the leaked documents were found. It's a social media messaging platform where folks communicate with each other while they're playing games. And there are 150 million active users on Discord every month. So, you know, detailed U.S. and NATO plans for building up the Ukraine military, really hardcore serious stuff. And he just sprinkled it out over the internet.
There is a staggering amount of young men who spend their days playing Minecraft or World of Warcraft and spent all day chatting online. And they play for hours and hours every day of the week.
That left the labor force?
Yeah. they have. Especially teenage boys.
Part of the deal is, as I mentioned, it isn't just, you know, staring at the screen, playing the game, competing. It's also a social thing where, you know, over to the side, there's a little box where it's an instant messaging thing and a back and forth. And that's how it came up. These guys were all interested in guns and politics and so on. And he, again, was the leader of the pack, and he just wanted to solidify his role as the alpha male here. And he did it by sharing all this super secret stuff. But meantime, he's going to be playing games behind bars probably, yeah. If the feds have their way.
All right, Royal, good to talk to you again. Thanks for coming on.
You bet. Thanks.
Royal Oaks, ABC News legal analyst of the John and Ken Show, about this Jack Teixeira, the 21-year-old. Who was a Massachusetts Air National Guardsman, but
yeah,
had a job in the intelligence wing and was responsible for the military hardware maintenance.
He
leaked these documents.
He told his buddies that he worked as a technology support staffer for the Air National Guard at a base on Cape Cod, and that's how he's able to access the classified documents.
Yeah.
And the Joint Worldwide Intelligence Communication System.
Just before he got arrested, he sent out a message to his gamer friends. I never wanted to get like this. I prayed to God this would never happen. And I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. Mm. Only God can decide what happens from now on.
No, it's going to be a judge.
Yeah.
It's
in this case, your praying judge, is gonna, judge is your God.
They found a post from the 102nd Intelligence Wing, one of the military divisions. And that's headquartered at Otis Air National Guard Base on Cape Cod. And they congratulated a Jack Teixeira for his promotion to Airman First Class back in July.
Huh.
So, okay. Whether he cracked...
He started young because he started in 2019. He's only 21. He must have been 18.
Yeah, I was looking up the age thing. A stunning number of people, hundreds of thousands of military, are in their teens and early 20s.
Because they need them.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So if
the recruitment's been tough for years now, so they take what they can get as young as they can get.
You and a lot of these guys have really strange, useful abilities. All these gamer people, right?
Yeah.
They could be really useful in since even warfare is getting more technology oriented, internet oriented.
Right.
And so a guy like him is probably useful.
All right, more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4. After that, hear the parts you missed on the app, John and Ken on demand.
Yeah, and 1 hour from now, we'll not only have the final keyword on this show for the week for your chance at $1,000 in the KFI contest, be listing for that keyword around 3:20. That'll be followed by round one of the Moist Line. Another round of the Moist Line is coming up at the end of the show. And in between, just after the news at 3:30, we're throwing some hacks in a dumpster. And they've been in the waiting room for a couple of weeks because of breaking news involving other people that deserve to be thrown in the dumpster. Or, in one case, Satan's lake of fire. So all this is coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. Back to Sacramento, a couple of things happening. The man that they wanted who led to them evacuating the state capitol in Sacramento yesterday. His name was Jackson Peeney, a 30-year-old from Hayward, California. The reason they evacuated the state capitol, apparently he had been taking pot shots from his truck, including he shot at a hospital. And then apparently there was an allegation that he threatened to go to the state capitol and shoot there too. So they took no chances and they evacuated the state capitol. They picked him up late yesterday afternoon. And as I mentioned, long criminal record. It goes back like a decade. This is a 30-year-old who started committing crimes, of course, in his late teens, like a lot of them do, and has never gotten enough punishment. And the way things are going in the state of California, as we continue to shrink the punishment side of this, there'll be more guys like this loose. So that's nice to know. Now, they're also discussing on a completely different topic, and we're looking at the El Segundo Times editorial board many years ago. Well, it's 2017, so it's 6 years ago, California decided that they'd had enough of what some other states were doing, particularly laws that they felt were unfair to LGBTQ people. So they passed a travel ban. Not that you couldn't travel to those states, but there would be no paid for state travel allowed. Well, when that law went into effect in 2017, it was four states. Today, it's now 23 states. It's almost half the country.
Almost half the country. And some of them, big states, Florida, Texas, Georgia, Arizona, there can't be any state travel there.
So there is a state legislator named Toni Atkins who is drafting a bill to pretty much scrap the law.
And she's
the El Segundo Times editorial board agrees it's time for it to go. As they called it, the well-intended travel ban.
What was
doesn't work practically speaking.
What do you mean well-intended?
Intended.
It was
to punish states.
Progressive jerks always use that. Well, there were good intentions. What's the good intention?
That's the virtue signaling part. Yeah, right?
We always have good intentions. We never have bad intentions. I understand a lot of people have been murdered, but we had good intentions. Get out of here with that.
The new program that would replace it is a media campaign to try to educate people in other states about their discriminatory laws. That's what's supposed to replace it.
Listen to this paragraph here in the LA Times. I love this. I read this over and over again. The travel ban hasn't influenced legislators in other states, but it has negatively affected Californians. For example, the ban bars scholars at California's public universities from attending academic gatherings.
Oh, well.
Or from conducting research in states on the prohibited travel list unless they can figure out workarounds. In other words, private funding. Right. So we're teaching all these college students. We're giving them bachelor's and master's and doctorate degrees at places like Berkeley and UCLA. Then when they graduate, they can't go anywhere to further their research or share their research and discuss their findings and their breakthroughs unless they can find a sponsor. How stupid is that? We're putting an investment in these people to try to make things better and learn more about the world, and then after they graduate, they can't go anywhere.
But on the bright side, California lawmakers have been hampered by the law. They've had to use political donations to attend conferences. What, did they go see the hookers, one of those shows?
Well, sure. Why do you think they're repealing the law?
It was the National Conference of State Legislatures that met in Tennessee a few years back, and Tennessee's on the ban list, so they had to use private donations to go.
Get this. Students from public universities had to get private donations to compete in athletic games.
Yes, I'd read about that
before. Academic competitions in 23 states. So you couldn't even go and play a football game or a basketball game or volleyball or fencing or without getting a private donation to pay for the bus trip or the plane trip or the hotel? Oh, that's stupid. Oh, you really showed them. You know what's funny is not a single state altered a single law because California passed this ban.
That's like our climate laws,
like
too.
The climate laws. They're always so...
not having much of an impact.
They're always so full of horse crap, just leaking horse crap. Well, we're going to be a leader here, and other states are going to follow our example. Nobody follows the example. The example is absurd.
Nobody
it's ridiculous.
Cares.
And all you're doing is hurting the scholars, and you're hurting the athletes, and you're other than... I no sympathy for the legislators and their hooker fund. But a lot of the other stuff is necessary. And
this is even complicating the abortion fight. Apparently, they wanted to help pregnant women living in states that passed abortion restrictions come to California for their abortions. The state could pay for them to travel to California, but not for their trip home if they're on the travel ban.
Well, is that classic Newsom, though? He gets some cheap headline showing how progressive he is, and it turns out It's a complete botch job. Yes, you can come to our state. Come to our state. We'll pay for your airfare. You can kill your fetus here. You can't go home, though. At least we're not going to pay for you to go home.
Good luck. Raise the money on your own. All right, we got more coming up. Johnny Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
Virtue signaling buffoon.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Well, another quick juicy update on the story out of San Francisco and the stabbing death of the tech executive Bob Lee, the man who, of course, was arrested for his murder. And that just happened yesterday. Was apparently court documents are coming out. His name is Nima Momeni. And he's another tech person who lived across the bay in the Emeryville area. But the name that keeps popping up today is Nima's sister, Kazar. And it looks pretty apparent from some of what we're learning. It's coming through texts and other communications. It looks like Bob Lee had some interest in Nima's sister, Kazar, who's an attractive woman.
They had exchanged intimate text messages.
Yeah, he had had drinks with her at 3:30 p.m. the day before he died. A friend also said they were with both of them, though. But he claims, the friend does, that Lee invited Kazar to go to his hotel room, but she said no. Once in the hotel room, Nima called Lee on FaceTime. It was about him picking Kazar up from the house where they had been earlier. He was questioning him about whether his sister was doing drugs or anything inappropriate. Lee had to reassure him that nothing inappropriate had happened. They then went to the friend's apartment where they continued to hang out until 12:30 a.m. Lee was seen entering Kazar's apartment at 12:39 a.m. Nima had been there since 8:31 p.m. Surveillance footage shows them leaving together at 2:03 a.m., 30 minutes before the stabbing. Is this starting to come together?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, because Nima had offered to drive Lee to his hotel. Instead, prosecutors say he took him to a shady downtown street where he stabbed him three times, once in the heart, and then he fled.
So this almost seems premeditated.
An unnamed witness who said he's been friends with Bob Lee for 10 years told police he thought Lee and Kazar were having an intimate relationship and that her marriage might have been in jeopardy.
Yeah, she's married to apparently a prominent plastic surgeon in the Bay Area.
It looks like the brother stepped in.
The brother got very angry, and he was worried that there were drugs involved, too. And then his sister is cheating on her husband, and maybe that didn't sit well with him.
Stabbed him in the heart.
Money or romance of some nature is often a motivator in stabbings. And looks like that's the avenue this is going down.
What's weird, though, it wasn't Lee and Nima fighting over the same woman. It was Nima thinking he was protecting his sister, even though it looks like the sister was voluntarily entangled with Lee.
Right.
None of your business, really.
The day after the murder, a friend called Kazar and asked whether Bob Lee had gone around to her apartment. She said he was here for a second, but that she fell asleep and didn't know when she left.
Yeah.
And we now know that she left with her brother and that he was taking him back to San Francisco to his hotel, but instead stabbed him to death and left him in the street. Wow, what a story, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, this is definitely soap opera level.
All right. Now we take you to another story, completely different, which we're going to try to sort through over the coming weeks because it can be a little confusing, but it's also very odd.
It's going to take weeks to explain.
We're also to see how it plays out, because the way the story is being written in various media outlets is a little odd and a little disguised. I'm talking about your electricity bill. I'm talking about the three major power companies in California, one of which is well known for people here, Southern California Edison. They passed a law in Sacramento, which was, I think, part of their budget bills. They actually called it a trailer bill. But whatever, it leads these power companies to possibly make some changes in how you're billed for electricity. And those changes could be linked to your income. You know, when I saw this, I said, this makes sense. This is another avenue for the socialists to try to even out, you know, equity in the playing field.
Well,
when it comes to utilities, let's find a way to help the poor and tax the rich, so to speak.
So wealthy people pay more for electricity because they use more electricity generally. If you got a 7,000 square foot mansion, you're going to use a lot more power than somebody living in a 1,000 square foot apartment.
True. But this is dealing with what they call the fixed fee that's on your bill. You see, your bill comes with charges related to how much electricity you use. And there's also a fixed amount. I guess it's kind of their overhead that they charge people. And they have decided that households who earn less than $28,000 a year would pay a fixed charge of $15 a month on their electric bills. If your income jumps between $28,000 to $69,000, it moves to $30. If you earn $69,000 to $180,000, it moves to $51. And finally, if you make more than $180,000, you're now paying $92 a month for your fixed charge bill.
This is a tax on the wealthy. This is a
backdoor
tax.
Exactly what it is. Right. It is exactly that. Again, they're constantly searching in Sacramento for ways to help the poor. And they've heard so many stories about people can't pay their utility bills. Electricity and natural gas are so expensive.
Well, yeah, they jacked up the price of electricity with all their cockamamie green energy nonsense. Now that it is truly hurt, this is an admission that it's hurting the poor and the middle class. So they came up with a deal. All right, we'll only charge so much of these special fees to the poor and middle class, and we'll soak the wealthy again.
Now, the Orange County Register version is the monthly bills would have two components, a fixed charge based on your household income level and an electricity charge at a reduced rate that would fluctuate based on your monthly energy consumption. That tricky word, at a reduced rate. PG&E says many customers would ultimately pay less for electricity, although the distinct possibility remains that an unknown and potentially significant number of more affluent customers might end up paying even higher electric bills. This is kind of a zero-sum game. It isn't like suddenly a PG&E and SoCal Edison are saying, oh, don't worry, we may shift around the bills so poor people pay less, but nobody's going to pay a lot more. That's BS. I don't buy this at all.
Oh, no, no.
This story looks so odd and disguised.
And at the end of the story, an official says the problem is the sky's the limit for how much PG&E can request for electricity and gas rates. The sky is the limit for what the Public Utility Commission can approve.
Uh-huh.
And that we need to limit rate increases to the annual consumer price index, the inflation rate. And that's Mark Toney says this, executive director of the Utility Reform Network. Maybe there has to be some kind of ballot referendum that limits electricity increases to the rate of inflation.
Yeah, they're not going to make a final decision on all this billing structure until July of next year, the Public Utility Commission, but they're floating this out there now, probably and possibly to see how it's received by the media and by consumers. But it's a little disguised and a little baffling. I think you might start wondering if eventually this will be the case with all of your utilities. They'll figure out a way to give low-income people a break. And they already do in some cases. They give people break depending on your income. But the real problem is that the electricity bills in this state are rising and are going to rise even further as they think they're going to move us all towards, you know, electric everything.
All the green energy nonsense that cannot work. I actually read a fascinating story today. You know, the Biden administration had announced they want 67% of automobiles in 2032 to be electric. There is another agency within the Department of Energy which printed like a reality check on that. And they said by 2032, only about 16% of the country will be driving electric cars, not 67%. And they went through the immense, incredible problems that our country, and California specifically, is going to have building an electrical grid. Just how much work it entails, how much money it's going to cost, just the practicality of doing it.
Yeah, it's a pipe dream.
Is immense. So all these goals, and they're well-intentioned, is just total fantasy nonsense. But it's amplified constantly by the idiot progressives that have infiltrated every media outlet. Don't believe it's going to happen. It can't happen. They're never going to build an electrical grid anytime soon to handle all this. It's simply impossible, not to mention the massive material shortages to make the electric batteries.
Oh, and
the lithium and the cobalt?
The other question here, of course, dealing with your new electric bill and this fixed charges, how are they really going to know your income if you're lying about it? They'd have to spy on you. They're thinking about bringing in the state franchise tax board to check, I guess, in your tax returns to make sure that, because they've said if they just ask people to self-declare their income, everyone's going to say, oh, yeah, I only make $28,000 a year. Sure.
Yeah. Well,
Charge me the lower amount.
Yeah, there's already another story here. There's a story almost every day about wealthy residents departing the state and causing tax revenue shortages in the cities and in the state. This is going to accelerate. The people who make money in California often don't have to live here anymore. They don't. They can work anywhere they want. That wasn't true 10 years ago. Now it is. You cannot tax them to death. They'll move to another pretty place.
Right.
There's a lot of them, and they can afford to. And that's the bulk of your income tax revenue.
Right. All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeart Radio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Coming up after 3 o'clock, our guest will be Vince Fong, the assemblyman from the Central Valley. It's about an oldie but goodie, California's high-speed rail. He's one of those on the budget. He's on a budget subcommittee. He is a Republican state assembly member. And he says, that's it. California is expecting to have at least a $25 billion deficit this year. No more state money for high-speed rail. I mean, they're still going to get the bond money or whatever's left of it. But, of course, we've been channeling money to high-speed rail now for years through the back door, through these climate taxes. And he says, this is such a boondoggle. Let's end all that. He'll be here with all the details right after the news at 3 o'clock. We have a quick Joe Biden clip. Joe's been in Ireland, John. I don't know if you knew.
Yes,
I believe. He actually said he doesn't want to leave. Did you hear that?
Yes, and... If we did a vote today, a national referendum, should Joe stay in Ireland? What do you think the outcome would be?
That's close.
Yeah.
It could be very close. We have two clips. The one we understand might be a little tough to hear. Guess who was with him? Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden was hanging out with Joe. Of course, that's probably safer to be out of the country if you're going to appear with the president and you're Hunter Biden and all the problems he has. But they're at the airport. And I guess he's being asked about the keys to success.
Yeah, it's the embassy staff and their kids. And you will hear a kid ask him about the keys to success, and Biden had a lot of trouble with the question.
He could not understand what it was, right?
Yeah.
Hunter is going to help him out.
It takes about a minute to get to that point, but there are other gems along the way.
Oh, good. All right.
So very much. By the way, all the parents, I want to thank you because, you know, being working in an embassy, everybody thinks back home is pretty glamorous. But I don't want, you don't want to be around the day you got to walk home and tell your 13-year-old kids you're not going back to the same school. You got to stop dating that girl you were with and that boy you like very much. Not going to be around. So I want to thank the kids, too. I really mean it. Thank you for taking care of your moms and dads. Thank you. Any of you guys want to ask me any questions? What do you want to ask me? Oh, there's, look at this. Air Force One. Right here.
He's picking up a toy.
I'm not sure I'm the best guy to explain it. These guys can tell you. The key to success is whenever you disagree with someone, it's okay to question their judgment, whether they're right or wrong. But it's never okay to question their motive. If you question their motive, then you never get to be able to agree.
So the key to success is, and by the way, Hunter had to help.
The little boy asked, and the confusion was he asked about the steps to success.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that really threw off old Joe.
He didn't know what that meant. And he started talking about COVID.
He did. He said, what's a big key to success? COVID. Ending COVID or something like that. And Hunter had to help him again with
kind of question. When he was talking to the kid, he was standing there with that old man open-mouthed look.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that is. I read something once. It's actually a condition you develop with age, and your mouth kind of hangs down. And that's why old guys are always looking like,
I'm glad you answered that, because I have a lot of old men in my neighborhood. They're always walking by me with their mouth hanging open.
I thought
it became harder to breathe through your nose, so people just, they become.
I think there's
they used to call inbred people mouth breathers?
Mouth breathers, right, yeah. And so he's standing there with the look on his face, and Hunter's got to whisper him the question. And then he starts rambling on about you can disagree with somebody, but you can't disagree.
Don't question their motive.
Question what? Well, and I'm thinking,
question their judgment, not their motive, is what.
Why can't you question their motives? Everybody has bad motives at some point or another.
He's trying to act like I'm the. Remember when he got elected? I'm going to bring everybody together, right? I'm going to understand both sides, which he didn't do. But he's still talking like he's like that. So that's what that means. If you question someone's motive, then you're making some sort of an evil judgment, and then you can never reach any kind of an agreement or compromise. That's what I got out of that.
Yeah, well, it sounds really. I got an answer here.
Yeah.
On the website, one of those question and answer websites. Why do so many old men walk around with their mouth open?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Lung capacity decreases with age.
Okay.
It decreases after the age of 50, and it helps to breathe through the mouth. You see? And also some people lose muscle tone, which can cause the face to be more lax.
Oh, so the mouth just drops.
So you not only have to like try to suck in more air, your muscles can't hold up your teeth anymore. Like your jaw is too heavy. So your jaw droops. And you're sucking in more air, so you look like you had a stroke.
Oh, wow. That's funny. I was just thinking about that last week. I was watching some old men go by, and they're all like, this could be open.
And then they make that sound.
Like you throw some popcorn in?
And they can't hear, so everything you say to them is a,
Well, clip number two is short, but it's a goodie. It had a few heads turning going, what? Joe is talking to a group of Irish leaders with this one.
There's nothing our nations can't achieve if we do it together. I really mean it. So thank you all. God bless you all. Let's go lick the world. Let's get it done.
Lick the world.
Yeah, he kind of pauses there, but decides that's the phrase he's going to use. Let's go lick the world.
That's what I like.
Yeah.
He thought about it, right? He started to say lick, and he's trying to come up with the word, and it's like, okay, I'll go with lick. This sounds inspirational. Let's lick the world.
Let's hear that again.
Let's go lick the world. Let's get it done.
I know he's going to say light the world up or something, right? Because it started to go in a different direction.
Like light the world on fire. Let's lick the world.
That's a good old one from the sports pages, John Cobalt. I remember the sportscasters and sports pages used to say, Mets lick the Yankees. It was the way of saying beat them.
I don't know what kind of newspaper you subscribe to.
You never heard that used in sports? That one team licked the other?
Oh, yeah. You get a good lick in.
Yeah, it's like a good butt kicking.
Yeah.
This must be a different league.
See, he's younger than me, and he's heard of it. Eric's heard of it.
I've even heard of it.
You've heard of it?
Yeah, no, I have.
John's pretending.
A lick is also a slang term for stealing something.
Oh, it is?
I didn't know that.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, let's go hit a lick.
Let's go
hit a lick? That means?
To go pull off a robbery.
Oh, that one I didn't know
at all. Never heard that. That sounds British or something.
No. Rap.
No?
Rap music.
Oh, it's rap. Oh,
go hit a lick.
You're a big rap guy?
Yeah, honestly.
You are so pale.
I haven't heard that all my life.
There's a diverse group of people that enjoy. When we come back, our guest will be Assemblymember Vince Fong from the Central Valley. He's a Republican. He's on a Sacramento Budget Subcommittee, and man, he says this should be the end of the line for handing over any state tax money for, you may have guessed it, California's high-speed rail, with a price tag now is $128 billion and growing. And this pathetic first stretch, we're sent to Bakersfield, 170 miles. That alone is up to $36 billion. We'll get to that. We'll also have a chance for you to win $1,000 and a couple of rounds of the Moist Line and hacks for the dumpster. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark, live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people, and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.